We're here in Albany representing terminally ill Americans who simply want the option to end a good life lived when they have a terminal disease and they're going to die. And we need to demonstrate to lawmakers that the time is now to pass this legislation. So we will be unveiling our 50 Reasons Project, 50 reasons why lawmakers need to vote to pass this bill this session. And those 50 reasons are all about individual people who are terminally ill, who need this option, and who cannot wait any longer for lawmakers to continue to deliberate.
And some of these individuals will be appearing at this event?
Yes, we have some terminally ill people who are going to be here. And the first person that will be here is Flory Burke, who continues to advocate for medical aid in dying in the memory of her spouse, Barbara Hammer, who is a pioneering filmmaker. And Flory Burke simply wants to ensure that other people don't suffer the way that her partner suffered at the end of life.
In years past, we had a Republican-controlled state Senate. And I think a lot of the conventional wisdom was that a more conservative legislature would not pass an aid in dying bill. Now we have Democrats in control of both the state assembly and the state Senate. But again, last year in 2019, the bill was referred to committee and it still remains in committee. So is something going to change? Even with Democrats in control right now, it seems like there hasn't been the courage in the last year to move this out of committee.
So obviously our issue is competing with lots of other issues that are out there. And what we need to do is to demonstrate that this is a priority. There is no question that this is an issue that crosses party lines. The reality is that death does not discriminate. And when you look at survey data, people of all different parties, races, and religions all want autonomy at the end of life. Now it's a matter of demonstrating to lawmakers that this issue is a top issue and one that they need to move on.
Opponents of aid in dying legislation often cite misuse of life-ending medication. So what is provided in the legislation that your group is pushing for now that would prevent life-ending medication from being misused or ending up with somebody who maybe it shouldn't be in the hands of?
So you're right. These concerns have been raised now, and they've been raised for the past 25 years since the law was first implemented in Oregon. And we know from the past 20 years of implementation in Oregon and another 30 combined years across all the other jurisdictions that there are adequate safeguards within this legislation to protect patients. There has not been a single incidence of documented misuse. There's about a dozen safeguards in place. First, there's very strict eligibility criteria. A person must be mentally capable, terminally ill, a prognosis of 6 months or less to live, and they have to be able to self-ingest the medication. You then need to have two doctors who are certifying that the person meets the eligibility criteria and several witnesses that will attest to the fact. So by the time the person gets through this very rigorous process, the evidence and the data demonstrate that it is sufficient to protect patients and to give them the peace of mind that the legislation affords them.
There's polling data that shows New Yorkers are in favor of aid in dying legislation. That was also true in 2012 in Massachusetts, yet when it went to a statewide vote, it was defeated. So is the polling data reliable?
So the Massachusetts situation was really very different because the groups that were advocating against us outspent us 4-1. But we took this issue to the ballot initiative in Colorado at a time when we were able to raise equal resources, and we won with 2/3 of the vote. So 67% of the voters in Colorado supported this initiative, and it got more support than any other issue in the history of Colorado. So since 2012, a lot has happened to change this issue. A young 29-year-old woman named Brittany Menard came forward and shared her story, and she really has transformed the way people view the issue, and she's touched the hearts and minds of people. So yes, this issue has widespread support. It's not the same as what it was in 2012, and if we were to have the resources to fund a ballot initiative in Massachusetts, there's no question we would win it.
So Governor Cuomo told WAMC, this radio station, last year that he'd be open to signing an aid in dying bill. So with that support, are you more optimistic that something can be done this session?
We're absolutely more optimistic. It's always helpful when the governor is public and indicates that he is supportive. And we are grateful for his leadership on this issue. And it does give us a boost within the legislature.